You're listening to the weekly Portland podcast. For a complete list of episodes, visit pdxpod.com or find us on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.
On today's show, we chat with a Perfect Circle bassist, Matt McJunkins, who is pulling double duty on the band's current tour, also performing for the opening band, The Beta Machine, which he formed with Jeff Friedel, also of A Perfect Circle. Matt's one of the most accomplished bassists working in showbiz today, also performing with 30 Seconds to Mars, Pussifer, and the Eagles of Death Metal. Also on today's show, we visit the Hard Times Comedy Showcase at the Kickstand Comedy Space at the Siren Theatre. We're going to listen to clips recorded live at the All Comics of Bastards event, featuring the host Bill Conway and comedian Nathan Hart. You're listening to the weekly Portland podcast with Gregory Day. I'm Gregory Day. What a coincidence. A Perfect Circle have just released the Doomed single ahead of their December 2nd date at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The tour is in support of a soon-to-be-released new album coming out in 2018. Are we going to hear new songs at the show at the Rose Quarter this December? Let's find out.
Stuff's been leaking out. The Doomed is fantastic. We want to hear more. I'm pretty sure we're going to hear a few new songs, right?
There's been some songs in the rotation that we've been playing. You know, which is fun because we get to kind of tweak them as we go and kind of gauge audience reactions. It's kind of nice. It's kind of exciting. It's also kind of funny because, you know, and I see it happen with the Beta Machine, where when you're playing songs for somebody for the first time, regardless of the song, you know, whether people are going to like it or not, if they haven't heard it, it's kind of funny to watch people just kind of like, maybe at first they're kind of like nodding their heads and they're like, what song is this? It must be a new thing. And they, you can tell they want to like, I see people even like trying to sing along to songs they don't know the lyrics for. There's no possible way they can know it.
I got married this summer. I've already talked about that.
That's Bill Conway. He's performing live at the Siren Theatre.
We just got matching tattoos almost of a wedding photo on my thigh of my wife and I. So now I'm fucked, basically. Because it's worse than a name, you know, like I can't just cut, it's like her whole body here and my whole body, you know, and it's like, hey, that looks like you and somebody, this is for when we get divorced and the next lady, you know, she'll be an understanding lady, I hope, I don't know, like I was young and in love, oh, it's going to be tough to cover that one up, just got a blacked out thigh and be like, oh, it's a swastika under there, it's not a, yeah, no, it's not a wedding photo from when I got married. It's a giant fucking swastika. Ugh.
It's awesome to be a part of. Obviously, playing in the band is great. You know, and I'm a fan. I grew up as a fan, and but this is the first time. You know, that there's like a tour that's with a new record around the corner.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a different kind of, there is definitely a different kind of excitement in the air, for sure.
Yeah.
Even on the, you know, the, this is kind of a continuation of, you know, the, but we went out in the spring. And, so even just stemming from those dates back in, was it March, April, May, there's definitely a lot of people excited to see the band. It feels really nice to be welcomed, you know, everywhere we go. It's kind of like this, having sort of like a safety net, you know, like up on stage and playing and having fun and just knowing that people are going to kind of catch you no matter what. You want to put on as best of show as you can, you know.
December 2nd, looking forward to it.
Yes, you gonna be there?
Oh yes, Portland, Oregon, man.
A lot of people in Portland hate that show, Portlandia.
That's Nathan Hart.
And I understand, because I'm from Tampa, Florida, I hate that show, Cops. And like this week, I also hate that show, The Weather. Yeah. I'm athletic the way like a plastic bag is athletic. I can dodge traffic, but I'm not going to lift more than 1 gallon of milk.
Have you been to Portland? Have you visited before?
Many times.
Yeah, what's your take on Portland? Any favorite hangouts?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. I love Dante's. I love Mother's. I love Veritable Quandary.
Boy.
God, there's just...
You really do know Portland.
There's so many great places. Yes, very familiar with this city. One of my favorite cities.
Really?
It's nice because it's towards the end of the tour, so, you know, there's one more show after that, so we can go home for a bit, but it's nice because it's usually whenever we play, the Beta Machine hasn't played there yet, but, you know, for Perfect Circle, Ashes by, and Eagles of Death Metal, like, always been great shows, like, really good crowds, like, I don't know what it is, something in the weather, but they like us a little bit, so.
Yeah, I think it is the weather.
My girlfriend asked me if I wanted to go skydiving, and I said yes, because I didn't want to seem like the kind of guy that's scared of things like gravity. And we're doing what's called a tandem jump. That's where you don't know how to skydive at all. So they strap you to a Red Bull commercial, and they let that guy figure it out. So I'm in the plane, and I've got this 7.5 foot tall like ex-Marine named Curtis on my back, and I can feel Curtis's balls right here the entire time this is going on, which is like not an ideal way to go into a life or death situation. Like, I've never been mugged, but, like, I imagine it's worse if you can feel the guy's balls. I don't... But, so, we're about to jump out of the plane, and then Curtis asks me, who are you going to be praying to out there? And I'm not sure what to tell him, because I'm, like, not really an atheist, but I'm also definitely not religious. I just didn't want someone to, like, hand me a pamphlet halfway down. Turns out the right answer to that question is pray to the guy pulling your parachute. Okay, right? Decent joke for a guy who decides to jump out of planes for a living. Thing about that, like, I've never had a job where I get to casually remind my customers that I could kill them at any point during our interaction. Yes, you can find eggs on aisle 7. I have a knife. All right, I've been Nathan Hart. Have a good night.
Keep it going for Nathan Hart. All right. So just now, I was hanging over by the trash can where I like to hang out, and I looked in there. There was a Hot Pocket sleeve. Earlier, I asked if anybody bought a Hot Pocket. There's one in the trash. Who lied about the Hot Pocket? Oh, there we go. All right. You didn't think I was going to check the trash? Huh? All right. I always check the trash for Hot Pockets. All right. Anyway.
Thank you for listening to the weekly Portland podcast at pdxpodcast.com. My name is Gregory Day. We will see you next week. Please join me.